sewer board?
For the sewer board. Are you all right?
Yeah, I think it's great. They're here.
Mel, John, Sean, welcome. Looks like we've got Ozark Beach change order number 10.
Okay, we can start with that one.
This is our first one on the list.
All right. This is, as you guys are aware, over on Alleman Street. We've been held up due to an issue with an existing water line being too close to the sewer line. And just as a reminder there, we were replacing an existing sewer line in its exact location, except for we were upping the size from 8-inch to 12-inch. And during the course of that work, when they were doing that excavation, they found that the existing water line, which was built within the last 10 years, it was supposed to be 10 feet away from that, that was the way it was designed to be 10 feet away from that sewer line. It was closer than that, and it causes a conflict. And in one spot, actually, if they were to reinstall the pipe, the water line and the sewer line would be touching each other. So it's taken some time to sort this out and get with the city and the city's engineer and come up with a plan on what needs to be done. And in the end, what we're proposing to do is to relocate approximately 200 feet of this existing 6-inch water line to move it away from the sewer so that they can proceed with their work. This particular spot is kind of like, it's been called in discussions the jugular vein of the project, because every drop of sewage through the whole project will flow through this line going to the treatment plant, and it holds up even doing any lift station testing or anything for completing the project. So anyway, so basically what we've told the contractor what we would like to have done, and they've come back and said, okay, that's fine, but we believe that we're due a cost increase to just for that plus a time extension. So they're asking for a 45-day time extension, and they're asking for a change order that includes two items. One is a lump sum cost to relocate that line of $14,275. And the second thing is basically a rock clause that says if they hit solid rock, which is very likely, and I would expect that, that they would get paid an additional $153.47 a foot, and then times 200 foot would be $30,694. So if they hit rock for the entire distance, we'd be looking at $44,969 is what they're requesting. Now, in fairness, I have to tell you, too, the contract has a provision in it, and I don't have it in front of me today, but I'll summarize it. It basically says if you run into utilities that need to be relocated, you're going to do that at your expense, and you won't get paid for extra. And on some small, like, residential neighborhood-type lines, we've had that issue, and they've done that in the past, but they're saying, hey, in this case, there's no way we could have foresaw this. This is a public main. We knew this project had been constructed recently. We had no reason to believe that this line would be this close, nor could we have built it into our bid. So I presented that information also to the sewer board, and they're recommending approval of this change order, but it's up to you guys.
What change order number is that?
This is change order number 10.
Okay. I've listened to the discussion and much further done at the sewer board, and I'm comfortable with it. I'll make a motion to approve change order number 10.
Second.
Questions or comments?
Yeah. You're telling me, Mel, that you do have in the contract where it says if they run into another utility, even if that utility is out of its easement, then we're responsible? Is that what you're telling me?
No, the contract has a line in it that says if during the course of building this project that you run into a utility that has to be relocated in order to construct the project, that the contractor will bear the cost of it. And so what their argument is, if you take that position, then they would have to do this work and wouldn't get paid anything extra. But they're making the argument is that this is well beyond what they could have reasonably expected to happen, and that they don't think that should apply on this particular problem.
I guess I understand it. I mean, I understand their point for sure, that that they had no way of knowing, and that this, you're saying the city's water line?
Yes, is the one that's the city's water line.
And the sewer board approved it.
Sewer board recommends that you approve it.
something different.
No, I, has anybody discussed with the city about cost share on such an issue with the contractor, or?
I have, and they basically said that they don't feel that they're, that they should have to pay any of it, that, I mean, specifically what they said is we, as it was working fine before, and they didn't have to, they didn't think that they should have to contribute to the cost.
Okay. Do they, and do they have an easement there?
So
I hate to just question you like I'm, I don't know for sure.
I haven't researched the easement. I don't suspect that there are easements because it's in a city street, so they wouldn't need an easement from their own city street.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Ready to vote? All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries.
Thank you.
All right. Two more. Dam site change order number two.
Okay. Dam site, this is, we discussed in, I believe, in previous meetings some of the details of this, but this is bringing it together. Essentially, there were a couple of spots where it was thought to be a 4-inch service that we'd be hooking up. For example, the Hillbilly Hotel, we thought it was going to be a 4-inch service, but when they actually dug it up, it was a 6-inch service. And then also for Gerst Mobile Home Park, we had originally intended to give him a 4-inch service, but he said his line is a 6-inch, so he was wanting that to be a 6-inch so that it didn't have to taper down connecting into it. So it's that. So it's trading out some 4-inch line for some 6-inch line, and that's the first four items on the change order. And then there were some cases where the city is requiring, come back and say, okay, if you're going to run a service, remember on dam site we're putting services in for these 10 houses, if you're going to run a service under a ditch, then we require it to be concrete encased. So there's this change order includes some additional footage for, I think, 128 feet for putting that concrete encasement under the ditch. And then there was a couple of cases where the plans originally required concrete encasing a pipe, and the city said that's fine to do it that way, but we would rather that you, instead of doing that, put gravel in the bottom and then pour a concrete, kind of essentially a slab over the top of the gravel rather than encasing the concrete and pipe. So there's that. The biggest portion of this is a French drain during construction, kind of behind what was Doc's Sports Bar. We ran into a large underground spring, and essentially the water coming out of that spring was probably as much as the water going down the creek. And the way it, if we do nothing, which is still a choice that we can do, if we do nothing, what we expect is that that spring water to come and basically go down our gravel pipe backfill. And then all that water will end up right at our lift station, surrounding our lift station in water all the time, trying to penetrate into our wet well. And so if that's what happens if we do nothing. So what we're proposing is a French drain to try to divert that water to the creek as opposed to having it follow our trench down. So that's the majority of this. It's $5,295 for that French drain. And then the last item on this is that the project was originally designed for one type of clean-out detail. During the course of the Ozark Beach project, the contractor requested a less stringent clean-out detail in yards, and we approved that. And so this contractor is coming back and asking for a similar thing, and there's a deduct involved with that. So they're saying we want to build a little bit less restrictive or less robust clean out, but we'll charge you less money to do it. So in essence, if you when you do the adds and deducts on this, the change order is for $6,545, of which the majority, $5,295 of that, is for that French drain to handle that underground spring that we've encountered.
Okay. Sewer board's approved?
Sewer board's recommending approval. There's also one other thing that's important on this, too. There's a time deal. During the course of the Ozark Beach project, there was some concern about a where you have a long window, 6 months, a year, whatever, and the contractor would come in and, say, install the pipe on somebody's property, but then they might not get back to clean it up for 6 months, a year, and, you know, the what that does to public perception of how the project's going. So the sewer board asked that we put some time limits on this project as far as, okay, you go in there and construct the pipe, well, you can't wait till the end of the project to clean it up. And so what was agreed is that once they install all the piping on a particular parcel, then they would have 45 days to do their cleanup. Okay. Well, on the plus or minus the 45th day, the contractor hadn't done that and then come back and requested that be extended to 75 days, claiming a wet condition. So this includes that extension to 75 days. Whether it's warranted or not, we could argue all day long. There's no penalty that we found in there. It just said that you're supposed to do it other than we claim breach of contract. They're past the 45 days. I'm hoping they meet the 75 days.
Okay. And the sewer board's all right with that? That's part of it, you said?
The sewer board voted to recommend approval of this as well.
Okay.
I would, okay, go ahead.
I got a motion?
I move to approve change order number 2 for the dam site project.
Second. Questions?
I would ask that that we send a recommendation to the sewer board that they put limitations on the time frame for cleanup after the Y Highway project and some of the piles of dirt and things that were left, and everybody's aware of that situation, that we be more restrictive on our dates of cleanup. And there's no reason for some of those things and some of the requests that you have made on the 75 days and using the weather, which has been the driest spring that we've ever had that I can remember, as an excuse, is not a real good answer to that question. I'm going strictly on the SUR board's recommendation on this one. I have a bad feeling about both these change orders that I'm going to approve this morning.
Okay. Other comments, questions? Ready to vote? All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries.
Appreciate that. Remember, on these change orders, these are all things that the contractor is requesting. You know,
I understand that, Mel. I just, for future contracts, I would like to see more restrictive. I'd like to see the SUR board have a more restrictive thing on cleanup.
I agree.
And I think that the citizens of this county deserve a more responsive cleanup effort by the contractors.
Okay. How about manhole improvement? This, order number one.
Yeah, okay. This you guys have already discussed in great detail in the past. It's just it wasn't documented by a change order. You asked me to prepare this. And this is on the manhole rim improvement project that we've discussed a while back. And we discussed who was going to pay for it, whether it was going to be paid for through sewer sales tax or road and bridge. And at that meeting, it was decided in concept it would to be brought back as an official change order to part of that discussion was to add 4 manholes to the project, 3 in Heritage Estates, 1 in Poverty Point. We also discussed some in Taneyville, which aren't on this change order. So basically, this is just to add those 4 manholes that we discussed to the contract, 4 manholes at $500 each for $2,000.
Okay.
I move that we approve that change order.
Second. The ones at Taneyville, are they still talking about them, or is that just kind of left alone?
As far as I know, that as it stands now, that's a dead issue.
Far enough away that it didn't
he was
gonna, fit in good with the rest
he was
of the
have to. Yeah, he was going to have some extra mobilization, and there was some discussion on how that should be paid for. In the end, it was not recommended at this time.
Those in Taneyville were 3, total 3?
Two.
Two. Where was the other one? There was another one, and there was three.
There's three in Heritage Estates, one in Poverty
Point. Okay, all right.
Questions or comments? All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries.
Appreciate it. Chuck, do you want to sign these now, or do you want me to catch you later?
They're dead now.
Okay.
I'll be back later this afternoon, but just we'll get her done. Okay, we've got next here our CDBG Boys Camp Road. Travis?
Yeah, I was going to tell him about that.
Have you got to look at that yet, Bob?
Could I?
Actually, to a certain degree, I have, but there was one thing. There was a gentleman in the hallway a minute ago.
Yes, we have a... I would like to make a motion to adjust the agenda after. This is not going to be a very long deal here, is it?
No, that's fine.
Okay.
Okay, who you want to do next?
Mr. Walster.
Okay.
It's the tax refund deal at the bottom of the personal tax.
Personal property abatements? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Travis and...
We're going to do that Walston first, or we're going to do Travis first?
I'm not sure. I thought we were going
to... I would like to... Mr. Walster has a...
I'll go ahead and do him first? Okay.
Yes. He has a...
Come on up, sir, and
situation
and
where he doesn't need to be here all the time, so...
Do we. Share what you're looking for us to do for you.
I'm sorry.
Share what you would like us to help you with. Give us your name first.
My name is Jeff Walster.
Okay.
To let you know that I've had a stroke, so I will do best I can. I still have some speech problem that talked to the Sheila Wyatt for the collector the other day. I finally got this one. This was the first one that we had ever received from this. There was a problem with Branson Hills area, and they didn't send our stuff with we were supposed to having. We paid everything we did in November and didn't know anything about this until this part here. So I went and talked to Sheila about it. She said, well, there was a problem that went that was a recording an area where they were supposed to be going to. I said, well, the only problem I have a problem with that is if you would have sent this like it was supposed to be rather than 4 or 5 months behind, it would already be finished.
Jeff, may I help a little bit? What you have is a personal property tax. You didn't receive notice, and you're looking for real estate. And you didn't receive notice, and you're looking for, he told me personal property in the hallway, but I guess it's real, I understand. He's looking for the fees and interest to be waived because he didn't get notice on the real estate. And he's had a medical condition lately, and just wanted to get him up and get him out. So is there anything inaccurate about that, that he didn't receive notice? Or
if there is, please come to the microphone.
Thank you. Thank you.
The deed was recorded in March of 07. It did not get split out in 08. Then in 09, it got split out, and the deed was between Branson Hills Development and Mr. Jeff Walster. And then in 09, when it got split out, his property, Branson Hills Development, Phase 6, Lot 4, was put in the name of Branson Hills Development. So the tax bill went to Branson Hills Development.
And not to him. So
and not to him.
Noticed.
And then the delinquent notice went to Branson Hills Development, and that's when we became aware that it should have went to Jeff Walster.
Okay, thank you.
It's a governmental error?
Yeah.
Okay, I make a motion that we waive the penalties and interest upon governmental error.
Second. Questions, discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries.
Thank you,
sir.
I know
there's another one, isn't there?
Yep.
It's his as well?
No.
Oh, okay.
Debbie had brought this to me from Business Personal, and when the customer filled out, it's under Whitney's World of Crafts, And when the customer filled out their assessment form, on the second page it had all the vehicles, and she said she just failed to get that on, and they didn't realize till they went to license their vehicles, and so she added it on now and wanted me to not collect the penalties and interest.
Governmental error, same reason.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
For Whitney's World?
Whitney's World of Crafts, property number 35466 originally.
I move to approve or waive the penalties and interest on that property.
Based on the governmental error. Right?
Based off the governmental error.
Second. Questions, comments?
This one's a little bit different than the other one because you said she didn't.
Our office, the assessor.
When you said she, office, you're talking about down in our office.
Yes, I'm
okay,
sorry.
Okay,
Debbie
okay,
does
sorry.
Business personal assessment, and she brought it to me and wanted me to.
I thought you were talking about the.
No, I'm sorry.
Secretary. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's
business personal assessment, and she failed. The assessor's office failed to put the vehicles on.
Gotcha.
Other questions? All those in favor, say aye.
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 Okay. Motion Thank carries. You. Thanks, Sheila.
There's no more abatements.
That was it on abatements.
No more.
James, you got abatements?
No, I was here under the total different.
Okay. We'll be meeting here a while. If you got a question, holler back at us. Is that right? Okay. All right. Let's head on to HDR and Boys Camp Road. Travis again. Thanks for waiting on us.
No problem. We were just wanting to get approval or comments on the contract that dropped off to you guys last week. Okay. Any issues you need to change? Or?
Actually, I spent quite a bit of time looking at it over the weekend, and do have some problems with, I guess, approving it right at this moment,
sure.
Because this would go together with the grant writing and administrative services from Anna Black, and Mr. Hausman asked me to look at that Thursday or Friday, and I looked at that over the weekend. And in our application, it says that no contracts have been made as of yet, and I think we probably ought to send that in before we contract with anyone, otherwise that wouldn't be accurate. I can talk about the grant a little bit. I really don't think we should, it's up to you, but I really don't think we should be approving it today, maybe later in the week or Monday of next week. But I have reviewed the agreement.
Yeah. Is there a time constraint on this? I know grants are
Not strictly. No. I mean, we have time. It's just trying
okay.
to get going on it.
So. Right. And there were some questions that I had on some numbers, so I would move that we table this until next Monday.
Okay.
If it doesn't cause any constraints on
timeline?
The grant.
No, not for our contract, really. Ann's contract.
Ann's contract is vital that we get done. It has to do with the same CDBG, and I have a few questions about it. First of all, it says Boy Scout Road on one of the pages.
I haven't seen hers, and it's Boys Camp Road,
not Boy Scout Road. And there's a couple other things I'd like to bring to your attention.
When would you think you could get back to and get it all revised? Because I know we don't want to award or approve anything that's not final.
I don't think the Boys Camp rather than Boy Scout is a big deal. I think we could probably cross it out and put in Boys Camp. But there's a couple other things I just want to make you aware of in this document. There are, and I have questions concerning it. I haven't met with Mr. Hausman, but he provided me with this through Jillian, and I looked at it. There are, it appears, some ordinances that at least it looks like they want you to pass as a county along with this. And there's a fair housing resolution, not ordinance, but resolution, appointing or recruiting an executive official of the county as fair housing officer to coordinate the implementation of this fair housing resolution, and there's some other conditions of what we have to do under this. And there's also an excessive force resolution that, you know, maybe I'm just reading into it, but it looks like kind of and I don't think you want to have your sheriff's department using excessive force, but it sounds like kind of a pro-union picketing type ordinance, but it calls on the sheriff not to do any excessive force when somebody's just doing a civil rights demonstration and not to block the front of buildings, and I don't know exactly what that means, but there's that resolution, and there's another one that's a fair housing resolution, which, you know, I have some questions. I mean, are the federal government already has these things in place. Are they asking us to now enforce something for the federal government? And is that, you know, in what would be an unfunded mandate, but because we have this grant, we're going ahead and saying that we'll do this? I mean, I have some questions about it, is all.
Right, and that's the reason I want to wait till Monday, because there's...
Well, I don't know that we can wait till Monday on this.
What is that document? What's the timeline on that document?
I would have to ask Jillian and Ron. I was given it Thursday or Friday and said that this was crucial that I review it by Monday. And my understanding is that timing is crucial.
That's part of the packet of that kind of secondary application to this grant. Before they'll award the grant, they want that application filled out. So Ann's filled out all that paperwork kind of ahead of her being contracted with the county. Somebody had to do the paperwork on it. But the state hasn't set a deadline on it, but I've talked to them several times. They're waiting on it. I mean, they're ready to award the grant as soon as they get that packet right there. So.
Do you want to wait till the end of the day? Do you want to wait till tomorrow?
I'd like to talk to you guys about it along with, if Ron's here, with Ron or maybe Anna, whoever Anna is on the phone, to see, you know, are they looking for us to pass these ordinances? And if you're willing to do that, is it going to be a cost to the county? Are we going to be told that
I wasn't aware of any of those.
No. I read part of that, and I figured that's a boilerplate type.
Yeah, that's just part of CDPG's.
Right. And I think the reason I was wanting to wait till Monday is because I was wanting to call and have them strike those ordinances from that.
Well, I mean, if you think we can wait till Monday, my concern is that we can't wait till Monday.
We may not be able to.
There's Ron.
Come on to the microphone up here. We've got questions, I think, on our CDBG grant.
I was asked to review the Anna Black situation in the grant, and she has put Boy Scout Road rather than Boys Camp Road, which is easily correctable. But there are some ordinances in here or resolutions. Are we being asked to pass these resolutions, and what kind of effect does that have on the county? I just told them I had some questions.
These are all standard requirements for anyone that receives CDBG monies. One, for example, is an excessive force that has to be signed, and that just states that if somebody's out picketing, that we're not going to utilize excessive force to keep them from picketing. I mean, there's a lot of laws, rules, and restrictions that have been put in place that are really not aimed at small rural counties, but they're aimed at large counties that face these problems on a routine basis. It's not something that I believe will ever affect us, but it's something we do have to sign because it's a one fix for all that the federal government put in place as restrictions on these monies, and we're required to sign them.
What about the Fair Housing Resolution?
All of them are the same. They're all requirements that have been put forth out there that in order to participate in CDBG funding, we have to be to state that we're going to accept their rules and guidelines, basically.
These apply to future things that in the application there was 5 projects, right?
We originally submitted 5 projects through CDBG for disaster supplemental funds. One of those was accepted.
Right.
Actually, one other we do have a possibility of receiving funding on.
Right. The I just had questions on that.
I still sense that Bob's got questions. Could we table this till? I know you've got stuff this afternoon, but if
later in the day,
if we get it, these questions resolved, you could be on the phone maybe and vote on it.
Your coffee thing?
Yeah.
Okay, let's just table. I move that we table this, the Boys Camp
Road discussions till 3 o'clock today, the 26th.
I'll second that motion. Questions or comments?
I think that would give time, certainly, to have Ann, which is where these came from. She's the grants writer that's been employed by HDR to change it from Boys Camp Road to
Boys Scout Road to Boys Camp Road,
and to answer the questions more specifically that Bob has. Mm-hmm.
Just so I know, is there anything on our contract you wanted me checking into or changing before?
I can.
Three?
Well, I don't know that we'll be approving it at three, because in this it says that we haven't contracted with anybody yet, and if we fill this out and contract with you, it wouldn't be accurate. But, yeah, there is a couple of questions that I can get in touch with you about.
Okay. Mr. Preston, sir. See what Frank's got first here, and then we'll...
I have a previous commitment in the field at 3 p.m. this afternoon. I basically just wanted to discuss cost at this point in time. When we originally scoped this job, it was in the neighborhood of $500,000, at which we thought maybe on the high side that we could accomplish it for less than that. If we sign this contract the way it's currently written, it looks like we're in for $96,000 worth of services, and I don't see how we can be indebted to those services if we don't truly know the cost estimate of the project itself. So I'd like to see a better breakdown of the costs involved of the project myself.
$96,000 that could grow if it costs more, or $96,000 no matter what?
That's the way I read the contract currently.
Lump sum is what it says.
We're obligated to HDR, but you're wondering if we have costs as a county.
I'm concerned with the $96,000 that we would currently be obligated to based on the numbers that we had talked about in the past.
There is a split on the $96,000 also that I had questions about. I think I visited with you, Frank, that whenever we talked about this contract. Didn't you bring this contract up last week when you were sick?
Yes.
And I looked at it. So I would like to, I mean, that 3 o'clock business, that's fine.
You won't be here, though, correct?
I have a commitment with a citizen.
So basically your question is the financial aspect of it, the investment part that...
Yes.
It's 96.
The 96,000 just to get basically to find out what the project's going to cost, you're saying.
Well, part of this is also $24,400 is construction management of the job. But my concern is we don't know to what extent the actual scope of the project is. At least I don't. I have not been made aware of what the extent of the project is. Conceptually, we talked about $500,000, but then we also said it could be completed for $300,000. If the job is completed for $300,000, then my estimation is these engineering costs are too high.
Bob, you had concern about us entering into this contract when it says we haven't. How much time period? Can we wait a day? Do we have to wait a week?
Well, I can talk to Ann and see what she thinks, but I think we could do it pretty quickly. But
my thought is possibly we table this contract until Tuesday morning or Tuesday afternoon or down the road. Give time to answer the questions that I hear on the table and keep the ball rolling.
I agree, Chuck. I think we're going to still have questions at 3 o'clock.
Right, plus Bob's saying we don't want to do both at the same time anyway, so maybe we can shoot for...
You want to use the table at 3 for the contractor's discussion, the table at tomorrow for the whole contract on HP?
Let's just table the whole thing.
Okay. All right.
Hold on. Bob, or not Bob?
We'll just tackle one thing at a time.
Well, the whole thing, meaning both?
You want us to we'll keep 3 o'clock and we'll one at a time, and then after the 3 o'clock we can table it again until Tuesday morning.
Our intention is just to do one, but just table the whole thing.
Yeah, we haven't voted.
Same thing.
I think you still want us to have the 3 o'clock, Bob?
We haven't voted on it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what the timing is. I mean, people are going to have to tell me what the timing is. When we have to have this? He says the state's already looking for it. So
I would say let's just still have the 3 o'clock. And then that way we can make more phone calls and find out what the timeline actually is. Is that all right? We can just get on the phone at 3 o'clock and find that out.
Sounds good to me.
Okay. And we didn't vote on that. We just had the motion in the second.
Correct. We all right? Ready to vote?
Yep.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries. Thanks, Travis. Talk to you later.
Okay.
And that's why I don't want to interrupt the other.
All right, is there...
Who's next?
Oh,
Bobby Daly. We actually have your abatements here.
I thought we had abatements, too.
So. We didn't know about that.
Okay, well, Danny saw him in the hall.
I'm going to your office and have you there when I...
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I said what I said.
Well, he was on there, though.
Yeah. I don't know where the other came from. We have 20110103 is where a gentleman came in and paid two 2009 tax bill on the very same thing, got to the License Bureau, had to come back and pay an 08. And he's wanting a refund for a total duplicate accepted by the collector of 09s. And I thought that's what the case, I thought that's what we was doing here a while ago. So all we need is a refund to this gentleman for where he paid his two 09s.
Is it appropriate and legal that we do this?
Yes, and it's a governmental error anyhow.
And you're recommending it?
Yes.
What's about a motion?
What's the abatement again?
20110103, where the collector had collected two bills on the same piece of property.
I think I got the number right. Motion to approve abatement 20110103.
Second. Discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Carries.
And then we've got 20110102 that is strictly where a leasing company had paid a partial bill of some equipment that was paid by the individual. And we're just abating, getting a refund abatement of the difference of what the, it's a duplicate assessment.
Double assessment and right. Double payment.
Right.
And we're re-refunding the double payment portion.
Right. It's just balancing the books.
Motion to approve 20110102.
Second. Questions or discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries.
I want to straighten something
Thank
out
you,
on this other deal. That wasn't Mr.
Walster.
Walster called in. He actually had to have, he was having a little bit of a bad day with his communication, and he called in last week, and that's what the paperwork was that Sheila had there. He called in last week. Mr. Kane was his spokesperson, and he was trying to explain this, and it was to be handled today in the commission meeting. He had paid all his bills.
Well, we adjusted the agenda. I think on Friday we added penalties and interest. We just had abatements on it, so
Anyway, it fits under the category, and he was handled.
Right.
Yeah. But I just wanted to make that clear. It wasn't just like I ran into him in the hallway and had him come in here to get him abated. I mean, that's
no. But I saw him in the hallway with you talking to him, and that's how I knew about it.
A little confusing because I didn't realize. I knew he was coming, but I didn't know about why we didn't.
Bob's time?
Doesn't matter to me. We've got a list of them as everybody's looking at, so we've got.
If it is my time, we need about 2 minutes recess so Jillian can come down with my forms.
That's probably more. I mean, I know we have 30 minutes, so let's. That was probably the most important thing left.
Okay. Shall we let Bob do that and do a couple other little ones?
Couple.
Or you want to recess?
Couple. Yeah, recess for a couple.
Okay. Recess for 2 minutes.